Chapter 5 Wildfire.
Wildfire? Said Annie. The woods are so dry, everything's starting to burn, said Jack. We have to get out of here.
We can't leave Joey, said Annie.
We'll take him with us, said Jack.
But what if his mom comes back for him and he's not here? Said Annie.
We don't have a choice, said Jack.
Just then the kookaburra flew through the sky, cackling. The emus raced by at top speed. The air was getting smokier and smokier. The fire was spreading quickly.
Come on, said Jack. We have to get back to the treehouse before it burns down.
Which way's the treehouse? Said Annie.
I'm not sure, said Jack.
Smoke hid the treetops. Jack's eyes stung.
Forget it, he said. Let's just get away from this smoke. Come on.
Jack and Teddy turned to go. The baby kangaroo hid his head inside Jack's pack.
I'll catch up, said Annie. I have to get something.
What?
Cried Jack. But Annie had dashed off in the other direction.
Come back, Jack shouted. Annie!
Branches cracked and fell from the trees. Smoke billowed everywhere.
Arf, arf!
Annie!
Jack cried. Jack choked on the smoke. He coughed and rubbed his eyes. The air was getting hotter. He had no choice. He had to run.
Arf, arf!
Teddy barked from somewhere ahead.
Hurry, Annie!
Jack called helplessly. Then he took off after Teddy. He stumbled blindly through the brush. All he could do was follow the sound of Teddy's barking. His pack felt heavier and heavier. He held it up with his arms and kept going. Suddenly, Jack heard Annie calling him. Jack stopped.
Here!
Here! Here! We're here!
He shouted.
Come on, follow us!
Annie appeared through the haze of the hot smoke. She was coughing. Tears streamed from her eyes. She was carrying the koala.
Come on! Jack cried. Follow Teddy!
Arf! Arf!
Jack and Annie carried Joey and the koala. They followed Teddy's barking through the smoky, fire-filled forest. Finally, they came to a giant rock.
Arf! Arf!
Teddy was standing on a ledge. Behind him was the mouth of a cave. Through the smoke, Jack could barely see the little dog. Teddy barked again, then vanished inside the cave.
Follow him, said Annie.